In 1985, when I found out I was pregnant, I didn't know what to do. And I was very afraid of telling my parents because I was afraid of, I didn't want to disappoint them. I was afraid of my parents disowning me. And that's when I began to think of suicide. I remember going into the kitchen and I was sobbing. And I could feel the pain within the pain. I don't know how else to describe it. And I grabbed a large knife in my right hand, and my idea was to stab myself in the belly area. My father walked in and he saw me crying and holding a knife, and I remember he ran to me and he gently took the knife from me and he asked me why. And I could see in his face and hear in his voice that what he saw was very painful for him to see. I remember going to the health aide. I told her I was going to travel to Gamble for high school basketball. And I said, I don't know how to tell my parents. So I asked her to call my parents when I left Sivunga to go to Gamble. And she did what I asked her to do. I knew they were going to call me. I just didn't know when they were going to call me. And somebody comes out of the office and tells me I have a phone call. And I could feel my heart beating all the way to my throat. I felt like it was going to pop out of my chest. And I answered the phone very quietly, hello. And the first thing my father said was, why didn't you tell us yourself? But he let me know that he wasn't mad at me and wanted me to know that he loved me. And once he said that, I wasn't scared anymore. And then, I don't remember how many days later, a non-Native woman came to my village. It was my father that set this up for me. He decided I needed counseling because of my attempt to suicide. And when I walked in, I saw her, and immediately I was intimidated by her because she wore a business suit, had a name tag. Every Wednesday she came to my village, and each time she came, she came across as, I'm only here to do my job. And I was absolutely not interested in speaking to her at all. It was unsuccessful. And then when years later, in my late 20s, when I decided to leave my village, when I began to experience domestic violence, I came here and I remember thinking, I don't want to run into another counselor or therapist who won't understand me or my culture. So I decided not to get counseling. I knew I needed it, but I didn't want to run into that again. So instead of getting the help that I needed, that's when I turned to alcohol for security. With my second DUI on July 27, 2011, and that's when I had to serve time at Highland. And that was towards the end of my alcoholism. And I made the decision to quit on January 5, 2012. So I've been sober since. For those who are thinking of suicide, once you get on the other side and you look back, you'll say to yourself, wow, I was strong enough to get through this. And here I am at this point. When I look back, I was a lot stronger than I thought I was. You're able to get through these obstacles, just like my grandfather would say, "Ata kayo mo nang wag nakikipaling against the wind."